Question 148. Lovest thou me? John 21:16. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. After Jesus found that Peter had determined in his heart to obey God, dedicate himself to the coming kingdom, and forsake the baser life of making a living by his old occupation, he was now interested in his motivation and purpose in the work at hand. It would be easy to love Christ more than an occupation. One could easily dedicate one's life to a cause higher than the common purpose in the workaday world, i.e. to purchase food and comforts. Unfortunately, many are in the ministry with this aim. They have mistakenly reasoned that they would rather be working in the ministry than to be working in the world. They reason that if they must make a living, it would be better to make it doing God's work than doing some other labor. This makes for a poor minister. Jesus called these hirelings. And frankly, if you minister to the body of Christ for a wage, you must constantly evaluate your motivation for doing so. In the parable of the unjust steward in Luke 16, the panic that overcomes the steward is apparent in the line, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. It's apparent, even to the casual reader of the story, that the man does his job not only because he makes a living wage, but also because it is the only thing he can do, or is willing to do. This is a poor reason to be or remain a minister. The door to the ministry should be opened from the inside. When Peter confessed to loving Christ more than fish, more than his vocation, Jesus commissioned him to feed his lambs. The young in Christ are in need of the basic milk. They have no need of meat yet. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth unto them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Here it is obvious that there is a basic training for new Christians. These lambs need to be introduced to the Word of God, Christ, and prepared by this milk to later receive the meat of strength that belongs to those who are of full age. Those who have understanding and come into the family of God are soon overwhelmed by the reality of the spiritual kingdom into which they've been introduced. They feel small and as though they're novices and perhaps a little frightened. But as they learn to hear from God, the way will become clear and less frightening as the relationship, and indeed they themselves, begin to grow and develop. Some ministers are equipped to help those that are new to faith. This is a wonderful ministry and should not be considered insignificant or in any wise less than any other work. However, there is a level of teaching that carries a higher consequence than does the ministry to babes. There's a ministry that carries with it a higher level of responsibility. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. It should never be forgotten that we are not to take the title teacher, because Jesus said, One is your teacher, even Christ. When we heap to ourselves teachers because our ears itch, we place our faith in severe jeopardy. Teachers have the ability to convince of false doctrine, to lead into false realities, introduce false practices, exchange priorities, and provide their students with assurance and security and hope to which they may not be rightfully entitled. They deal in logic and reason, letters and words, theories and philosophies that confuse and befuddle those who listen to them. They can only teach us what they convince us that we do not know. What was, only moments before, an inner sense of knowing placed there by the Holy Spirit has now been replaced by a view, a theory, or a doctrine of man's reason. This is why teachers, masters, shall receive the greater condemnation. Feeding Christ's sheep is a serious business. Our reference scripture teaches that it is not to be done by those who have a casual view of their calling or ministry. The feeding of Christ's sheep requires more of a man than does the ministry of guiding lambs to pasture. Christ continued to test Peter to see if he is the man for the job. "Simon, do you love me? I know you love me more than fishing. I know that you said that you love me more than making a living as a commercial fisherman, but do you love your new job better than your old job? Or do you love your new job because you love your new boss? Simon, do you love me?" Here's an interesting question indeed. Once Jesus looked around himself and saw followers by the thousands, he accused them that they did not follow him because they believed on him or loved him, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Theirs was a faith of convenience. Even today, many are Christians simply because they cannot imagine being anything else. They operate by preference rather than conviction. They prefer to be Christians rather than nothing. They prefer to be in the ministry rather than laying bricks. They prefer to teach Bible classes rather than American history. A person living amid only preferences is not to feed Christ's sheep. They cause terrible mischief, often without knowing it. And with good intentions, they give grief to the body of Christ with their theories and doctrines, adulterating the pure word of God to the heart of the believer. Not only Bible teachers, preachers, and Christian workers need to assess their motivation and dedication, but we also who only profess a faith in Christ. Do you love the life of Christianity more than the life you had? Or do you love the Savior himself? Is it that you simply prefer Jesus to fishing? Or do you love him? Our churches are populated with hireling preachers that never truly fell in love with Christ. Granted, they're dedicated to the long haul. It's true that they are in for life. No doubt they give of their time, talent, and fortune. But is it because they cannot dig? Or to beg they're ashamed? Is it because they cannot or will not do anything else? Or is it because they love Christ and are therefore commissioned to feed his lambs? Hireling shepherds who do not love Christ will attempt to take his place. They start to consider Christ's sheep as their own. A hireling that refers to the shepherd's flock as his own is nothing less than a thief. A hireling who calls the flock of God my people and himself the shepherd is deluded in his own enchantments. He has taken Christ's place as teacher and as guide because he feels no genuine love or loyalty for the one shepherd mentioned in Ezekiel. You must honestly answer the probing query of Christ. You who have retired the previous life and can say to Jesus that you have left all and followed thee, may still have to look within and answer honestly his question again. Even after you've answered once before in ever so clear words, "Yes, I love you, Lord Jesus," you may well be asked again, "Lovest thou me.